This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 4 minutes to nine and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we quickly wanted to squeeze in a quick chat because New South Wales has become the latest state to ban the practices of gay conversion therapy, which we think is absolutely awesome.
Incredible.
And joining us now on the line is Anthony Van Brown, who was there last night when the practice, when it all took place. Anthony, how are you this morning? You must feel wonderful.
Well, I'm on a bit of a high, Dave.
Understandably so. What was the moment like when it was announced last night?
Look, Rachel, I actually wasn't there because it happened at 6:30 this morning.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, so they literally argued all night long.
Yeah, it went on till 6:30. Yeah, and, you know, I've come out of open heart surgery recently, so I can't really stay up that late.
Well, the New South
Wales all night.
The New South Wales upper house passed a bill with 22 votes in favour and 4 against, and they obviously debated all night long. I wonder why it came through so early in the morning, the announcement, but it is absolutely wonderful. As a survivor of conversion practices and someone who's advocated for change to conversion practices Australia-wide, what does it mean to you to see this happening in New South Wales?
Well, it's a combination of 23 years of work for me. And also, you know, there's been so many more survivors coming out telling their stories. We had the politicians, you know, who were backing this and very committed to it. We had Equality Australia backing it and working very hard. So it was a great team effort. And of course, you know, like, this is something I never imagined would happen, you know.
Yeah. Well, what would this change look like immediately for New South Wales?
Well, first of all, of course, there's that strong message that goes out to everyone in New South Wales that we are living in the 21st century, and to say that there's something wrong with LGBTQ people and that they need to change, that this is no longer acceptable.
Absolutely.
Yes. We are living it. Yeah.
Oh, well, this news is so great. We are so glad to have been able to get you on the line to celebrate with you this morning. Keep on sharing the great news. If people want to find out more information about what this law means, where can we find out more?
Look, you know, Equality Australia have got you know, posts out on Facebook. You can go to our website, abbi.org, that's abbi.org.au. Yep, it's all over the news. It's happening and we're so excited.
And so are we. It's absolutely wonderful. And you have, you know, you've shared your story and your voice on the airwaves here at Joy for many, many years. And thank you for doing that and what you continue to do. Little Jace has just messaged in saying, hi, it's great to be a part of Freedom to Be and to support Abby over the years. You can find out more at ABBI. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.